Hi, I'm Phil Ebert for Applesauce Kids, and I want to thank you for taking the time to use Applesauce Kids products. All Applesauce Kids products are free and free to copy and share. So please make a copy of this program and share it with your friends. Back in 1976, I had a friend that kept nagging me to go to church. And before then, I had only been in church maybe in my entire life, maybe a dozen times. This friend just kept nagging me. He had just become a Christian himself and had a lot of zeal and fire for God. He asked me many times to come to church, and finally it got to the point where I just told him, I said, John, look, I don't mind you coming over to the house, just leave your Bible in the car. And finally, out of exasperation, I agreed to go to church with him one time if he would just leave me alone. And I went to church that one time. And the preacher preached for, I don't know, 45 minutes or an hour. And then it came time to close the service. He asked if there was anybody that wanted to give their heart to Christ. And I had no interest when I went into that church of doing anything with God or anything for a church or anything like that. And while I was sitting there and he was waiting for people to raise their hand to come forward and give their heart to Christ, I had a really unusual experience. I had God on one side and the devil on the other side of me. And God would say, raise your hand. And I would start to raise my hand up and the devil would immediately tell me to stop, put my hand down. I didn't need any of this Christian stuff. And God would say, yes, you do. And I'd feel my hand start to go back up again. And the devil would say no and try to talk me out of it. And this went on for several minutes. And finally, God spoke to me and said, look, I have told the pastor to wait just a couple more minutes because there was somebody that really needed to give their heart to Christ. And no sooner did God tell me that than the pastor himself said, God has just told me to wait a few more minutes because he's dealing with somebody and he wants to bring them to Christ, and we're going to wait a few more minutes to give that person an opportunity. And that person was me. When he did that, it just filled me with a desire to do something for Christ. And I raised my hand and I went forward, and the pastor led me in a prayer of salvation. And it has been the most profound thing that I have done in my life. It's not that I was a terrible person before. In fact, I was probably a pretty mild person. Wouldn't really consider myself bad. Really, I never killed anybody or robbed anybody or anything like that. But even as good as I thought I was still a sinner. I had not taken the time to go through the one perfect person that could truly cleanse me of my sins and make me right with God. See, just being a good person isn't good enough. Christ has come to help us wash, or to actually wash our sins away. See, he paid the price that we could not possibly pay, because he's perfect. And he is a child of the living God. He is the actual Son of God. And only him, because he was perfect, could wash away the sins that we have and forgive us of our sins. See, it takes a perfect person to wash away and cleanse us of the sins that we have in our lives. And I would like to take this opportunity to give you an opportunity to lead you in a prayer. There may never be another opportunity for you to receive Christ. And I want to be sure that you have an opportunity to receive Christ and feel what it's like to actually have the presence of God inside of you, leading you. Not to guess whether there's a God, not to guess whether he loves you, but I could tell you from experience that Christ loves you and wants only the best for you. Christ is a God of love and peace and joy and happiness, not a God of hate and anger and violence. And he will open your heart up to a new life of new opportunities, if you will take the time to receive them. And I want to thank you for this opportunity to lead you and to show you how to receive Christ. Please pray with me now. Father, I come before you a sinner, and Father, I pray that you would forgive me of my sins. Father, I know that Jesus died for me on the cross to wash away my sins. And Father, I receive Christ, and I invite him into my heart and into my life, that my life can be a living example of what a life of love is. And I thank you for it, Father. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would come down on me and fill me with every part of God, that I can be a true living example, full of all the things that God wants me to be. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. And if you prayed that prayer, I believe that you have just become a new creature in Christ, washed clean of your sins. And I want to thank you and congratulate you on making a very wise decision.